Hello?
Yeah, everything is going
good.
Good
afternoon. May I please speak to Sandra?
That's great.
She isn't here at the moment.
Busy these days.
Ask who's calling.
Oh, yes, this is Monica with Family First Care.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a better time that I can reach her at?
Maybe in about, what time? What time is it now? About 2? Maybe about 4 o'clock, 3, 4 o'clock? Maybe.
I'm sorry, your phone is breaking up. At what time did you say? Can you repeat?
Around 4, maybe.
Oh, I'm not here at 4. Is she available in the morning tomorrow?
Yeah, I guess she could be. I mean, if she gets up, because she's a little... What time in the morning?
Like around 9 or 10?
Yeah, I'm sure she'll be available at that time.
Okay.
And
can you just let her know that Monica from Family First calls? It's in regards to the onboarding requirements that I just sent her via text.
Okay. And do you work? Okay, go ahead. Never mind.
This is to work with April.
Okay. Do you guys also work with family members? Like to work for like, say, if you know how they have that health care where they go and work with their family members to keep them at home?
Like if you want to be a caregiver to work with a family member?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like say my brother, he's like handicapped and stuff, and
mm-hmm.
he needs like help with food wise, and he needs the reminders to get showers, and he needs help with his meds, and I take him to the doctors and stuff like that.
Yes. Does he have hours approved already with his insurance to receive these services?
No, I never did it. I'm just asking, being that you called. I'm just asking what's available. Like,
so I'm not in that department, so I wouldn't be able to assist you in that, but I can give you the name of an enrollment coordinator that will be able to assist you with that.
Okay,
process.
Yeah, to give me some information on it.
Right, yeah.
Because I would like to go and enroll in that to go and help take care of them, to get paid to take care of them.
Okay,
if that's okay.
One moment. Yeah, of course. Give me one moment. Let me just place on a brief hold while I get the information over. And who am I speaking with?
My name is Lee Baltus.
Okay. Lee, give me one moment, okay?
Yep.
elderly. So try reaching out to the person. Seems like she stepped out of her desk, but try reaching out to her maybe like in 15, 20 minutes. Her name is
okay.
Abigail. Okay. Do you want me to spell her name?
Abigail?
Yes, Abigail. And then her number is 267.
267.
551.
Okay.
74.
Mm-hmm.
38.
Okay. And that's the Family First program, right?
Yes. Oh, she actually responded.
Yeah?
Yeah, let me see if I can just transfer. Just one moment.
I put them in for them. I'm stirring them. Okay?
Oh, you move them in?
Yeah, I put them in the pan. They're cooking. You got to stir them.
All right, let me transfer you over, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, this is Abigail from Family First Care. Who am I on the phone with, please?
This is Lee Baltus.
Sorry?
It's Lee Baltus.
Okay. Who is the patient you're calling for, please?
Well, I'm calling about information, how to get, like, services for, like, my brother, like, for me to take care of him in home.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm wondering what you need, what requires it, what you need.
Okay, so our agency provides services for the caregiver. They pay the caregiver for working for the patient. And the way the application works is the patient needs to be approved by the county and the state. So they have to have two assessments, and then they need to collect some documents, which they send into the county, and the county then needs to approve it. Once that is done, it usually takes a couple of weeks, so we have all that. Once the two assessments are completed and we send in all the documents. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I just switched over to my car phone.
And then they have to have, then they discuss hours with the service coordinator, which they assign to you.
Okay.
Usually it's a few-week process. As long as we can get through to the patient or caregiver, whoever's the main point of contact here, and the county does take some time to get back to us, but we do our best to reach out to them, then it should be done within a couple of weeks.
Okay. I just wanted to know how to go about it because I was thinking of getting, like, working with him like that. Because
mm-hmm.
he does need the help to to cook for him and stuff like that, and medications and doctors, and because that's what I do basically
okay.
now.
Yeah, he will have to be physically approved, and also
okay.
financially approved. Is the patient making more than $2,900 a month?
Well, he gets Social Security.
He has Social Security. Does he own a home or any assets?
No.
Anything for over $8,000?
No, nothing like that.
Okay, so he should be financially approved. And then the broker at the assessment will let you know if he's physically approved. Sorry.
Okay. Okay. All right, well, would I be able to call you back then once I get everything, all the papers and stuff in order?
Yeah, sure. You can call... I would suggest to call Monica, your first call. That's this number.
Okay.
So call her, and then she'll let me know if you decide to come through the agency, okay? I'm happy to help you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Yep.
No problem. Take care. Hope to be in touch.
You too. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.